Hi, my name is Ashlyn Sawyer, and this is my story for the Paul Engle Essay Contest. The Little Iowa Creek. When I was younger, my family moved into a little light blue house by the woods. I remember the small fence and backyard and the little garden that was filled with vivid colors of the rainbow and lined up perfectly with the white fence. I remember days laying in my backyard in the warm summer sun and feeling the prickly grass against my arms and legs. I remember going into the woods and hearing the alluring sound of birds chirping and the adoratic sounds of trees blowing in the wind. I remember many things from my little light blue house right next to the woods, but I most vividly remember the creek that settled right between the woods and my little house. I usually spent my Iowa summer days relaxing and sometimes playing either soccer, football, or softball with my dad before I'd come across the creek. Every day, I would lay out in the warm, comforting sun while the prickly strands of grass poked at my arms and legs. After spending a long day in my backyard, I would go back inside. I remember every day when I came inside for the night, my mom would be making dinner. One day, I walked inside after a long day of playing all kinds of games with my dad. The delicious scent of my mother's homemade chicken noodle soup filled my nose the second I opened the door. I ate dinner with my mother and father, and after I was finished, I noticed that there was still some light outside. "Mom, could I go outside for a little bit longer?" I asked. She said yes, and my young, happy self, who was full of all kinds of energy, ran back outside. I got to my backyard and suddenly realized that there wasn't much to do. The sun was setting, so I couldn't lay in the sun like I did during the day, and it was too dark to play any games with my father. I stood on my porch and looked around my backyard, trying to figure out what I should do. Then I looked up. The woods, I thought to myself. I'd never been in the woods behind my house, and my curious little self was eager to go explore. I opened the gate of my fence and walked out of my backyard. The woods weren't directly behind my house, so I had to walk a little before I reached it. While I was walking, my eagerness to go exploring rapidly disappeared, and I began to think that this was a bad idea and I was going way out of my comfort zone. But I kept walking. I had almost reached the woods when I suddenly came across something that changed my life for the better. It was a creek, a very large creek to be specific. I gazed in awe at the water that was almost crystal clear and the bright green plants that surrounded it. Around the bright green plants were little flowers that popped with colors of the rainbow, just like in my mother's little garden at home. It was the most beautiful sight I had ever seen. After that day, I found that captivating clear creek. My life was never the same. That creek was my happy place for the many years I lived in that little light blue house. Even as I got older, I still went to that creek whenever I could. It was my place to get away from reality and just relax and be stress-free. I would lay in my little red hammock, that my dad helped me set up, of course, and gaze up at the lively, bright blue sky. As I gazed upon the sky, the calming sounds of trees blowing in the wind made them seem almost alive, while the little birds up in the trees sang their sweet songs. The smell of the damp earth combined with old fallen leaves filled my nose as I lay on my little red hammock while looking up at the bright blue sky and listening to the trees move with the wind and the birds singing their sweet songs. Sometimes I would go up to the creek and put my feet in the calming, cool water on the days that were warmer than usual. That creek had brought me so much happiness throughout my childhood. It was my little escape from reality that was right next to my house. It's been about 2 years since I moved from my little light blue house, and my life isn't the same without being able to go to that creek when I want to. I go back to that creek sometimes, even after many years. The red hammock is still tied to the same two trees that my dad had tied them 2 years ago. When I go there, I lay in my red hammock and just close my eyes and listen to the world around me. That creek had not only just brought me happiness, but it also showed me that going out of your comfort zone could lead to amazing things. It showed me that Iowa was not just a state full of corn and farms. It is also a state full of beauty. I am so glad I moved into that little light blue house by the woods all those years ago, because if I hadn't, I would have never come across that beautiful little Iowa creek that changed my life. And that was my story. Thank you for listening.